Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
So we'll come out of that first break. When do we come out of that break, Patton? At about 20 or so? 21, maybe? Give it about 2-3 minutes and then call him. About 24, call him. I've been texting him just during the break, and he's ready. But we'll call him then. I wanted to give it a little bit more time there. That way we'd have a little more time. Probably he wants to get into some football, too. And we'll have about... We go at about 37-ish on that break, so if I do it right, we'll have about 12 minutes to pack everything in. So I hope I can get that done. By the way, Dan Harrelson from Sports Illustrated just tweeted that the game that was pushed back to this morning, so was Tennessee's game, but the game before Tennessee's game was supposed to be played last night, didn't even get played. And that was the Florida A&M game. The Florida versus Jimbo. Really, Coach Jim Schlossnagel. It doesn't go by the name Jimbo. But anyways, the Texas A&M Florida game. They don't even know this morning when that's getting started. Harrelson just tweeted an SEC statement. Due to impending weather, the start time between A&M and Florida is TBA, to be announced, to be determined, whatever. Just don't know. And that means Tennessee is still in no man's land. Hadn't played a game, and they keep getting pushed around. Now, they're going to start Blade Tidwell, who has really come back in and now seems to be rounding into form. He was their ace coming into the year, but he had some arm problems. So they rested him. They've been pitching him, and he's pitched pretty well. So they're going to trot him out there, I guess sometime today, unless they don't get to it due to the rain, to get him some arm work. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Break out the Natty Light, couple of Oscar Mayer hot dogs, maybe a couple of airplane bottles of Dickel 12 in those baseball stirrups, because let's play 20, Bill. We're going to be playing all damn day and night, aren't we?
I got a question for you, though, okay? A lot of our beach guys that listen to the show, tweet the show, are saying they're not taking their boats out. Down in Jupiter, Florida, down in Myrtle Beach, down in Tampa, the lake up in Ohio, all these guys say, I'm not going to do it. This is drunk weekend. This is a dangerous weekend. A lot of idiots on jet skis out there. So my question to you is, you're a water guy too. Is the Sea-Doo going to join all the drunks out there this weekend?
Hell no, Bill, because, you know, have you seen how bad the law is anymore? I mean, they're writing tickets left and right, throwing you under the jail. This is about like going drinking on New Year's Eve. This is amateur hour.
True. So you agree with this?
Yeah, I mean, you find you a good creek somewhere in the shade, you know, behind a tree somewhere.
Yeah.
Cops can't find you, and then that's where you can stay out of trouble. That's what you do on weekends like this.
Yeah, but that water moccasin can find you right there.
We don't have water moccasins in East Tennessee, Bill. Stray copperhead, but we got too much elevation for that. Those water moccasins are mean, though.
That's true, but you have copperheads who like the water too, right?
Copperheads now, Bill, they're more rock snakes out in the mountains, maybe one around a creek, but now they're not water snakes so much.
So you don't have any problem with poisonous snakes around
the water? I'd much rather run into one of those than a copperhead, a water moccasin. I mean, water moccasins are mean, Bill. Cottonmouth is what I meant to say.
Correct.
They'll charge.
Very mean.
I got family out in Lambton Lakes, Bill. They said they've had their water moccasins come in the boat after them. They've had to step out of their own boat because the water moccasin was charging them.
I know. How do you defend that? Unless you got, you can't shoot a gun in your boat, so what do you do?
Well, Bill, I told you a story. I don't want to go too far down that, but we were out camping, and I saw about 15 of them get strung up on a clothesline with pellet guns right there in the campground out there in Lambton Lakes one night. Like a three-hour period, they were still wiggling. You know how snakes still move sometimes?
Right.
That's pretty eerie.
People were shooting them and killing them with pellet guns.
Yeah, just kind of not BB guns. What's the next step up from a BB gun? It's a pellet gun, right?
It one of those is, type yes. deals.
22, yeah. maybe. I went for the 22, something like that.
Wow.
All right, Bill, a little baseball here, and it's a football show. A Muschamp was in the sports page over here on the pre-side of the plateau. I wanted to ask you about Muschamp.
Okay.
Bill, first off, Corbs, I know those clowns that follow you give him all those softballs, and even though he coaches baseball, he's not looking too good these days. He's got Chris Lee ripped him, Gentry ass just ripped him, walked off the field like a little spoiled brat baby, wouldn't talk to the media. He's not looking so good.
What did Gentry Estes? I didn't see this.
Well, I mean, he was
what
in the paper feed. You know, he was trying to hoodoo Tony Valls, you know, a few days, you know, when all that series was going on. But he's, you know, Peabody Homer and all that, writing for the Mid-State crowd over there. But you didn't hear this when Corbs got his butt whipped the other day. He walked off the field and didn't even talk to the media leaving the field.
I didn't know.
Sent out a player or something. How weak's that? I always kind of have to admit, I was listening to guys. So I thought he sounded like a pretty you know, decent guy, but Chris Lee called him a sore loser and a crybaby.
Now, does he look better than Jimbo? Because you said Jimbo looks pretty rough these days.
Well, I mean, yeah, but just these guys are competitive. I understand that and everything, but it's my understanding that's not the first time he's done that. I mean, you got those Corbin boxer shorts on. You're kind of an apologist for him. Guy's looking terrible. It's a sportsmanship, Corbs.
Actually, my boxes are in the washer.
I mean, that's got to be tough for that dude to swallow. He's been having his butt kissed. He's, you know, Casey Stengel of college baseball making all that money. And then, of course, everybody knows there's more Tennessee fans in the Mid-State than Peabody. There aren't 20 Peabody fans in the Mid-State. Here comes Tony Valls, king of baseball in Tennessee. I guess that's just probably hard for him to swallow.
I haven't talked to him about
that. Well, by the way, Bill, on y'all's station, when's the last time y'all had Tony Valls on y'all's station?
I don't put coaches on, so he hadn't been on.
Oh, okay. That'd be never. That'd be zero.
I mean, I don't do that. That's just not what I do. I like Tony Valls. I'm a fan.
I know, but Adam's on the golf course, and those clowns that follow you will never bring him on, so I just wondered if he's ever been on y'all's station.
I can't speak for everybody else.
Hey, Bill, we going to have 20 games today, or how's this going to work? Or why don't they just call this tournament off? It's a mess. This is a cluster F. Why don't they just cancel this thing? Nobody, who wants to be there anyway? Alabama's trying to sneak in.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
Yeah. Hey, one thing on Muschamp, Bill. Guy, for a guy that's gotten fired at two SEC schools, he's on the Chavy-Wavy route, isn't he? Is he Georgia's D.C. now? I didn't realize that. Co-D.C., what's the deal with him?
He is part of that. He's moved up that staff. Now, you got to remember, he's really good buddies with Kirby, and he's been a pretty good defensive coordinator. He's pretty good at that.
So think about this, Bill. He was a high-profile coordinator before he got his head jobs out here at Texas. We all know the story. Two head jobs in the SEC, not counting all that buyout money he stole. And now he's back in the coordinator chair at Georgia. That guy's going to have a great coaching career. All he's done is fall on his fat beer gut everywhere he's been.
And he's made a ton of money. Tons of
money. Hey, it's like Don King said, when you go and turn on the TV, you think the country's gone to hell. Look at Muschamp, you think different, wouldn't you? That guy's going to make over $100 million coaching football. Can't even wipe his butt.
Right.
Hey, Bill, what time is this ball game going to go off? 1:30 Central. I was looking at the radar. Are we going to get some Vols Peabody day late afternoon?
I hope. So what are they? When's it clearing off down there?
I think Central time, y'all's time, I think it's supposed to clear about 1 p.m. down there. I think they're going to be in the clear about 1 down there in Hoover.
But they haven't even played A&M in Florida yet. They got to play that first.
Yeah, okay. But I think I've heard they're going to try to get it going about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock or so. But
the first game,
these are games that people want to see anyway. Is Crybaby Corbin going to check the bat today? That worked out real well for him, didn't it? Hang in there, Bill.
All right, see you. He probably checked the bat. Yeah, worked last time, and I didn't win the game for him, but he took two runs off the board. Took a home run off the stat sheet for Jordan Beck. Mike Morgan just tweeted, we will not be rain delayed here on the show. No, the show will not be rained. Now, we got snow delayed a couple of years ago. Remember that? Patton, that was pre-you when our tower was attacked by the vicious snow and ice. And we were off Monday through Friday. It landed perfectly. Now, we didn't know each day if we'd be off that day. But it turned out that way all the way through the week. It's a couple of years ago. Yeah, just a couple of years ago that happened. I have not even looked. Any of you pulled up the marketplace, the market stuff? I have not. Let me grab. I tell you, I'm doing something that I typically don't do. I've got it on the SEC network just because I was trying to see if they would post any updates about the weather and all that from Hoover. But back to the financial channel. That's where I keep the one monitor on during the show, and I have not looked at all this morning at the, why are you making me do this? Okay. It's making me put my password in here when it has facial recognition. SPY and the S&P right now up. NASDAQ slightly up. Slightly up. Clorox down. Remember, when it's really bad, Clorox tends to shine. I didn't say that as a quip either, a commercial quip. VIX is actually slightly down. Got to remember, VIX is opposite. I know that's confusing. If you play the market seriously and you don't have VIX up in front of your face at all times, you're not doing it right. Ask Rob. Rob knows. Rob's a VIX man. I mean, he guards VIX like he's a night security man. He's looking at that thing, man. Like you ain't going anywhere. Yeah, you better be affixed to VIX. That's VIX, in case you're wondering. Clay says, Bill, for what it's worth, Vandy has hit Blade Tidwell pretty well. Did he pitch in the series this year? Was he even back out there by then? I don't remember. Was it this year? You're talking about when he was a freshman a year ago. Yeah, Blade Tidwell and the Weathers kid were on the same Loretto, Tennessee. Tiny town down close to the Alabama border. I think they were, you guys told me they were about 2 years apart. Imagine that. Yeah, imagine that. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll come back, give it about 2-3 minutes, and then Mike Morgan will join us. We'll hang out with Mike. We'll talk a little baseball. He also wants to get into some football, so we'll do it. See him on all those SEC broadcasts. He does all the sports, football, basketball, baseball. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a lot going on out here. They're trying to finish that earlier crash over there on Briley Parkway. It was westbound near Clarksville. Bike had traffic extra slow. Just give yourself extra time out here. It's a lot of holiday traffic already on the interstate with us. They're moving a wreck on 40 eastbound over in the Hermitage area near OHB. That's had traffic a little bit heavy on that off-ramp. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24-7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with four locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at boombozz.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, high near 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 59. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high 73. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Wait about 2 minutes and then call him up, okay? Just let me know when you have it. Yeah, Mike Morgan coming up here shortly just to update you. We've got a little time for baseball this morning. We'll talk to Mike baseball. If you want to get into some football, we could do that too if you have any questions. I can pass them on to Mike. But rain has pushed everything back this morning again, down in Hoover. And we're getting that same stuff up this way. We're about, from Hoover, we're about, from where I am, almost exactly about 180 miles. We're due north, literally due north of Birmingham. And Hoover is just attached south of Birmingham. On your map. Yeah, that's where that is located. But we'll talk some SEC baseball, and we'll talk some SEC football with you folks off the water this weekend. I wasn't even thinking about that. Of course, I don't spend many of my holidays on the water because I'm not near any. I'm near the Harpeth River. I could say I'm spending the holidays in a canoe or a little flat-bottom boat, you know, all those little things on the Harpeth. I could do that. Or like when we were college and we were partying, we'd get the inner tubes, go on the river. That's about my experience with being on the water. No, I actually had a ski boat for about 2 years. Best day of my life was getting the hell rid of that thing. Talking about a big pain in the neck, man. That was not my favorite. Yeah, that's not my favorite. Anyways, Patton, give our guy a call and we'll get with it. Mike Morgan will join us, and you see him on all the broadcasts. You see him on the baseball games. You see him on the college football SEC games. You see him doing the basketball games. He has probably as much experience campus to campus as anybody out there. Just lives in the Atlanta area, which is pretty good, easy to get in and out of. Maybe not if you're driving, but I'm talking about flying. Pretty easy to negotiate in and out of there, and Mike Morgan, I was just looking at my text. It's been 2 years, Mike. That's what life happens, and then you forget about your boys out there. I'm sorry about that.
Wow. Yeah, I was starting to wonder if I just, maybe I lost a few miles an hour on my fastball. I wasn't Bill King worthy anymore.
You and your cutter, man, there's really no bite on that either. It's weak. It's
got
just
no run. It just stays fat over the plate and getting knocked out of the park left and right. So, yeah, you know, sometimes that happens. You got to reinvent yourself. You got to come up with a new pitch.
You know, like Necro, you come up with a knuckle or something, I'll get you back on the show. Something that jumps around.
Nuxy. Love Phil. You know, Phil was, before he tragically passed away the last few years, in fact, a few of my former Braves co-workers, Don Sutton passed away, who's just an unbelievable guy to work with in the booth. And then Necro, Phil, at the Gwinnett Park, the AAA affiliate, he owned a restaurant in the ballpark, Couray Field. It was called Nuxie's. You get your barbecue pork sandwich at Nuxie's Bar and Grill at Couray Field. So pretty cool way to end your career when you own a restaurant in a ballpark.
Wow, wow. You've done a lot of these SEC games through the years, all the sports, but
yeah.
SEC tournament, I mean, at what point, they're pushing it back this morning too, does it become a problem for the team sitting around all this time?
Well, nobody likes it. You know, we're all creatures of habit, and baseball coaches and players are certainly creatures of habit. You know, rain delays are part of the game that happens. But when you're constantly reshuffling and rearranging, remember, the conference tournaments, and it's not just the SEC that goes through this. The ACC in the past has had to go through it. I had an ACC championship game 5-6 years ago between Clemson and Florida State. We started at 10 a.m. Eastern, anticipating a rain delay. And then we had rain and lightning delays. We started at 10 a.m. Eastern. We ended at like 10 p.m. Eastern. So the teams were there for 12 plus hours trying to complete a game. Oh. Remember, this is the time of year where most of the teams know their fate. Now there's a bubble team in every league, and maybe Alabama's that team right now in the league. But you're, as a coach, as much as you'd love to win the SEC tournament, the real definition of your season is going to be told in the weeks after. You want to win a regional, excuse me, you want to win a super regional, you want to get to Omaha. And you'd gladly take that over having a great run in Hoover. So they're trying to save some pitching. Like, you don't want to burn all your arms in this event, and then it winds up costing you a week later in regional play. So that's the other element. Like in football and basketball, you don't have to worry about that stuff. You know who your starting 11 are on offense and defense. In basketball, you know your starting five, and if there's delays or postponements, or it doesn't matter, you're gonna have to say, well, when you're a head coach, you got to consider all these factors. Well, did he warm up? Did he pitch a couple of innings? Well, then if he did, then he's burnt for the next day. And so, and then you got your eye on the future because you want to make sure that you're as fresh as can be in regional play. So checkers turns to chess quickly as it is. And now you're going to throw all these delays everywhere. I hate it for the coaches. I really do, because they are pulling their hair out right about now.
Having said that, what's Tennessee's objective here whenever they get to play today, knowing they're going to host and knowing they're a one seed probably?
I think their objective is to get out of there without any injuries, to get out of there without using any arms more than they need to. Tennessee can put this thing on autopilot, and they're still going to be a national seed. And who cares if it's one or two? I mean, right. The number one national seed hasn't won the whole thing since 1999. So I don't even know if that's a blessing or a curse at this point. But Tennessee could go out there and get killed 100-0 twice and still be playing at the friendly confines of Lindsey Nelson Stadium for the regionals and the super regionals. And that's what matters. So for them, this is a nice showcase. But I don't know if it does a whole lot for what they need to do. Remember, last year, Arkansas won the tournament and then won the regular season crown, then won the SEC tournament. I had them in the Super Regional against NC State, and they lost at home in Game 3 in heartbreaking fashion. So, you know, winning the SEC tournament is obviously an honor. You get a ring. The kids will never forget it. But I don't know if it does much for you the rest of the way. I don't buy into this. Well, now they're really hot because they just won the conference tournament. I'm not sure if that really does anything better for you in terms of having a deep run in the postseason.
Mike, give me about a minute on this one, and then we'll kick it over to maybe a baseball question or two from the audience and then some football. Whether it's legitimate to have this conversation or not, people are asking, where does this Tennessee team, at least to this point in the year, we don't even know the fate yet, but from what you've seen, do they compare to some of the better SEC teams you've seen through the years?
Absolutely. And you know, Bill, I've been doing SEC baseball on radio and TV for over 20 years.
Right.
This is maybe the most complete team I've ever seen, because there's been a lot of really good teams that rack up a bunch of wins like Tennessee has, but they're not exceptionally deep. You know, the soft underbelly is they don't have that guy coming off the bench. Well, Tennessee has that. They have guys coming off the bench that would start for almost any other school in the country. The soft underbelly is, for a lot of these teams, great rotation, but their bullpen's not deep. Well, Tennessee's bullpen is deep, and they've got really four legitimate aces on the mound, and you only get three spots to use them every weekend. The biggest debate that we had at the end of the year was which Tennessee pitcher was going to win pitcher of the year, because there's too many to choose from. You've got a guy who throws 105 miles an hour who's been used as kind of a setup guy out of the bullpen for much of the year. I've never seen a team that had the dominance on offense with all the home runs and then not only lead the league in ERA, but they're like a run better than anybody else. So if you say, well, Tennessee just hits a lot of home runs because they play in a hitter-friendly ballpark. Well, if it's so hitter-friendly, how come nobody's scoring against them? Like, it's just what they've done is insanely good, insanely good. And I covered Arkansas last year. I've covered some dominating Vanderbilt teams. They are the most complete out there. Now, they don't have a Kamar rocker or a lighter like Vanderbilt did. That's just an arm that you're like, oh my goodness, can anybody get a hit off this guy? But again, 1 through 25, they're as good as any team I've seen. Now, I say that with the following caveat. That doesn't mean they're a lock to win the title, because the most talented team does not always win in Omaha. In fact, most of the time, the number one seed does not. But there is nothing lacking. There is nothing that you say, well, there's one concern I have about Tennessee in this. No, there are no concerns. They are that good. And they have the ability to absolutely win a national championship. The question is, will they do it?
Quick one. Jim in Jupiter, Florida, wants to know what's wrong with Florida State baseball.
First of all, I love Jupiter, beautiful part of the country.
You're from there. You're from that area.
I'm from West Palm Beach, yeah. I'm not far from Jupiter at all. I've got good friends that live in Jupiter. What's wrong with Florida State? Florida State, it just so happens that I had Florida State on a Tuesday night a few days ago, and Florida won on a walk-off in the night. Florida State, it's this simple. Florida State has Omaha pitching and a lackluster lineup that doesn't score. With the pitching they have, with Parker Messick is as good as anybody out there, they have got a really, really good staff that absolutely is Omaha good. But I can't remember the last time I've seen a Florida State lineup that's 12th in batting average, 11th in runs scored, 12th, I'm talking ACC conference ranks, 12th in slugging percentage. They just can't hit. And so, yes, there have been a few teams that have been able to just kind of scratch and claw their way to Omaha without much of an offense, because the pitching's so good. Florida State has that ability, but I don't know if I see it this year. I just think, obviously, Coach Martin Jr. is going to have to really start bringing in some better bats, and Florida State is a prominent program that'll get there. They'll recruit well under him, I have no doubt. But this year's lineup, it's just not Florida State-like.
Mike Morgan, ESPN. Mike, down to about 2.5, 3 minutes. Jimbo and Nick are in a snit, as we know, and the SEC meetings are coming up in Sandestin, and they have sports-exclusive meetings during those meetings, which means the football coaches are all in a boardroom of some sort together. How awkward is that going to be?
You know, it's awkward, but I have this weird feeling as much as we anticipate a no-holes-barred, steel-cage match, loser has to leave town between Saban and Jimbo. It's a lot easier to air your dirty laundry when the other guy's not in the same room. It's just like any other facet of life. I think they'll play nice, honestly. I don't think we're going to have any more fireworks while this thing goes on. The rest of the fireworks will go on in October when they play, but I don't think that much is going to go out. Like, Jimbo got it all off his chest. Nick got it all off his chest. They've been reprimanded publicly by Greg Sankey. And after that, now we can argue about other things like scheduling models and how in the heck are we going to start getting some type of law and order when it comes to NIL. But it's awkward. It's strange. You and I were in Hoover when Phil Fulmer was served a subpoena by the Alabama faithful. I mean, weird things happen in this league. It's part of the reason that we love it. But I don't think much more is going to come out of it in Destin.
Mike, good to hear from you, man.
Always, Bill. Been too long. We need to get you on the podcast with J.C. Sherbert and myself.
Yeah, tell J.C. I said hello. Good people.
Will do.
All right, man. Mike Morgan, ESPN, and he broadcasts pretty much any sport they've got. SEC, he said he had the Florida State game a couple of weeks ago. All those SEC basketball, he's very prominent. And he's from down there in the West Palm area, like Jim and Jupiter. Like Jim from Wellington. Technically, he's in Wellington, but it doesn't rhyme. You know, Jim in Wellington, it just doesn't flow to my liking. That's why we place him in Jupiter. You notice Jim is a good sport about that, too. Jim has never complained about being mischaracterized as far as his location. He never has. He's taking it like a champ. Anyways, Mike Morgan. I'll have him on. Maybe we'll bring him back next week or something. Once we get past the league tournaments and all that. Yeah, and he'll probably be on the road somewhere, but we'll be able to get him. Yeah, one of the few ESPNers that we have a line of communication with. ESPN sent out a memo. You know how the SEC sent out a memo last week? Don't you coaches get involved in this Jimbo Nick thing. Don't be opining about it. I think ESPN sent out a memo years ago. Do not go on Bill's show. I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I'm honored, by the way. Omni Nashville Hotel.
It seems like it's taking forever to clean up this earlier wreck out here on Briley Parkway westbound at Clarksville Pike that's still running a little bit slow as you head over towards the Bordeaux area. Traffic still heavy also here on 40 westbound as they move a wreck just before Fessler's added to that extra delay up through there. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
At the end of a long, stressful day, you need the Magic Hands True Shiatsu Neck and Back Massager by True Medic. At last, you don't need to make an appointment for a professional massage. It's portable and rechargeable. Order the Magic Hands True Shiatsu Neck and Back Massager Plus Heat, designed to deliver a deeply penetrating shiatsu massage to relieve aches and pains. The adjustable arm sleeves give you complete control of the intensity of your massage. The retail price is $299. QVC sells it for $199. But in this special radio offer, it is yours for just $79. Plus, we will throw in free shipping. Enjoy magic hands in the comfort of your own home with a recertified demo model, the True Medic Massager. Just $79 with a full one-year manufacturer's warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. True Medic, a brand favored by Oprah and popular with celebrities. Call now or go online for this special radio offer of just $79. Visit www.ordermagichands.com. That's ordermagichands.com. Or call 877-469-1669.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
My friends and I are hanging out this weekend, and I'm on cooler duty.
Well, these seltzers and canned cocktails, they'll make you the king of the cooler.
Oh, that sounds good. Wow, I can fill my cooler without emptying my wallet?
Find what you love, love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
Market pretty happy this morning, up about 300 on the Dow. If you're long this morning, you're probably doing okay. Okay, let me look up my, even though I don't have any, I was going to say my Luna, except I don't have any. So that would be misleading. It is at 0019. Is it even moving? I don't even know if mine, Let me click that again and make sure it's updated. For some reason it's not updating on my I've got a, what is it, KuCoin, KU coin. I've got one of those accounts, even though I have not stocked it with anything. There's not a dollar in it, but a couple of weekends ago I started getting a crypto type fever. Sitting around, I was kind of bored. Very rarely does that happen. And I started getting accounts. I got a KuCoin and I got a Coinbase account. Got both of them. And I was going to buy some Luna fully knowing that it's not going to do anything once I buy it. It's probably going to lose. But that's fine. Yeah, as long as you've got your mindset and you know what you're willing to lose, that's fine. I've had a lot of people say, Bill, when I'm in the market, I get nervous. It's nerve-wracking. Very easy fix for that. Very easy fix for your nervousness. Only put in money that you can afford to lose. Now, whatever that number is. Some people are so cheap, and I don't mean that rudely, that they can't afford to lose anything without getting mad. That's fine. If that's the way you are, don't get in the market. That's fine. But the way to get over your skittishness, your nervousness, is only play with what you are totally okay with if it ends up zero. And you'd be surprised how many different folks are out there when it comes to that idea. There are people that have $1 million to play with, and if they lose $10,000, they're beyond crazy. They're so upset. And I don't understand. If you got $1 million that you are playing with, and you lose $10K, which could, that's nothing in that world. That is zippo. That's nothing. And you can't handle that, you probably shouldn't be playing. Now, there's some people that have $1 million to play with, and if they lost $100,000, they're not going to go crazy. They're going to remain calm. They're going to try and learn from the situation. There are people like that, too. Seriously, if you've got $1 million you can play with, and you lose $10K, what would be the point of being all upset about it? That ain't the place to be playing. I'm just telling you. If you can't handle that, you shouldn't be playing. Dow is up 370 now. That's not bad. Jim in Jupiter. Billy, you can call me anything you want except Jim from Jacksonville. That place is a shite hole, Bill. Mike was great on the show, so get him back on. Mike's very good. Mike's a pro. I've known Mike for I don't know how many years. Used to hang out some down in Hoover at the SEC meetings. Yeah, I've run into Mike on many a trip through the years. A very good dude. And he has worked his way up to prominence in that world of play-by-play broadcasting. That is not an easy world at all. Yeah, he's worked his way up quite well. We have, coming up here in a couple of minutes, another break. I am waiting to hear about some baseball. I am jonesing for some tournament baseball. No, it's really not all that important unless you have to win to survive. The latest from the SEC was about 46 minutes ago, and of course I lost my spot here on Twitter. Twitter's messing around with me. Here's the weather update. Game 6 between the Aggies and the Gators is going to have to be delayed. Don't know the time yet. That's the very latest. There's nothing else from the SEC. That's their latest tweet, and that was about 40 minutes ago. Can't give you any specifics. I can just tell you, we ain't there yet. Yeah, we ain't there yet. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagan will join us. That theory that seems to be perpetuating that Nick did this to wake up his collective. Is that an accurate portrayal? I've been skeptical about that. Is Nick actually down on their collective? If so, I'm out of the loop there. If that's the case, I'm out of the loop. I think Nick did it because he doesn't like the fact that somebody else did it, and they did it really well. That'd be Jimbo. That'd be our boy Jimbo. People think I like Jimbo. I've never been anti-Jimbo. Jimbo, I think, is culpable. I think Jimbo is as much culpable in this snit, though, as Nicky is. I think it's evenly divided when it comes to the term culpability. I really do. Because Jimbo, there was no reason to react like that. There was no reason to come out and act like a child who didn't get picked soon enough in the kickball game. No reason. Got another segment here coming up. 383 on the Dow in the green. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, it seems like it's taking forever to clean up this earlier wreck out here on Briley Parkway westbound at Clarksville Pike that's still running a little bit slow as you head over towards the Bordeaux area. Traffic still heavy also here on 40 westbound as they move a wreck just before Fessler's added to that extra delay up through there. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, high near 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 59. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high 73. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
We've gone through the weeks, the months about name, image, likeness, the freebie transfer, and we've talked about all the problems that could arise because of this. And we've gone through it and listed them and talked about them and played with them. And let's take this to another level, though. These states that have approved name, image, likeness for high school kids. Just a couple of states, right? Maybe 5. I don't know the number. We know California. We know Louisiana. Texas and Florida are saying that ain't happening here. It might eventually, but they're saying right now it's not happening. We do not have that in the state of Tennessee either. But there are a couple states. For example, this kid that Tennessee's got. Now, he doesn't have a high school deal that I know of, but there was another quarterback in California, I forget his name, who does have a name, image, likeness deal. Now, it's not $100K. I think it's $10,000, $15,000. For a high school kid, that's a lot of money, though. That's good. But you know how in the college game we've talked about, what's the locker room dynamic going to be, for example, if one guy's making a lot of money and a bunch of others aren't? Is that going to cause friction in the locker room? Sure it could. Or what if you have a player, name, image, likeness, who's got a deal that gets him more money as a player than the assistant coach who coaches him? What's the dynamic there? But let's take it to high school. And this is very rare. But could this be a thing? In one of these rare states that allows name, image, likeness for a player, a high school kid, and again, very few are going to be able to command money. But the ones that can, it's probably a hotshot quarterback, right? A lot of high school coaches don't make much money. Some do decently to pretty good, but most of them, they're not doing it because this is a great way to make money, right? They're doing it for the love of football, and they get paid some for it. What if your hotshot quarterback, Johnny Five Star, has got a $100,000 deal? You're making $50,000. Is that a problem? Is that a problem for the player when it comes to respect for the coach? I know what you're going to say, Bill, what should be. Authority is authority. Your coach tells you what to do when you're playing ball. You should respect him. I agree. But that's not what everybody thinks. When are we going to get a high school article written about, again, a very rare situation? How Johnny Five-Star quarterback's a little ticked off because this guy's trying to mouth off at him, his coach, which that's your job as the coach, to be a tough guy. And you don't like it. And not only that, why do I listen to this guy? I make more than him, and I'm 17 years old. That's a thing, y'all. It might not be a thing for everybody, but that is a real possibility in a rare case. When are we going to get our first story about that one? And you know, players and kids these days, and again, I've got kids that are from 16 to 24, seven of them. And they don't ever talk about disrespecting coaches, but I just know that age group, this age group coming up, guys, ain't all about the respect, right? There's less respect out there now than ever for authority. That article, whenever it's written someday, is going to be something else. Oh, let me remind you. Tom in Myrtle Beach has already reminded me. We're off Monday. Be a best of show. Tom in Myrtle Beach, Bill, have a great G-word Memorial Day weekend. I'm taking off tomorrow since you're taking off Monday. I'm just busting stones there, Bill. Enjoy yourself and the family. Go Buckeyes and the SEC. Nobody cares about all the rest. Nice. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Kevin Hagan tomorrow. Yeah, we'll talk to him. We'll talk Alabama with him. And then, I think I was acting like tomorrow's Monday just then. Did I do that? No. Kevin Hagan will be with us tomorrow. Brad will be with us tomorrow. Monday we will be off. Yeah. I got another day here. Your boy's not leaving early. No, we've got another day. How many rare days? I've used that word a lot today. Eagle, rare days, rare occurrences, name, image, likeness. Very rare, there's the word, that we get off here on the show. We just don't. The Dow has been flirting with 400 in the green this morning. That's pretty good. If you're on the long side, if you're a bull, not a bear, if you're a bull, you probably like that. I'm a bull, but I'll go either way. You tell me which direction we're going, and if you're right about it, I'm happy. Matter of fact, down money is faster money than up money. You get on the right side of a crashing market, and it's exhilarating money. That's all I ask. Yeah, exhilarating type money. At Patton underscore Cook on Twitter. Yeah, Kevin Hagan, Brad tomorrow. Hours 2 and 3. At Bill is King. I'm on Facebook. Billy King, if that's your thing. I think I've got like 70 frames or something. Since I had to reboot. Since I deleted. Might not even be 70. Might be like 40. Maybe that's it. Tesla, Elon's going to be okay. I talked to Elon yesterday. Matter of fact, that's who I had the Eagle Rare with. He said everything's going to be okay. The Twitter thing is a go, so I'm happy. Don't short him today either. Lodge Pop.